The relationship between parent and child ebbs and flows, following delicately established rules. And as Weekend Edition essayist Susan Arnaud-Smith notes, sometimes a parent's best interest is served by listening rather than talking.
On Thursdays, it's carpool day at our house. It's marked right on the board. Our 12-year-old daughter, Martha, goes to the Bishop School in La Jolla, a half an hour in the car each way. The Bishop School is sort of a West Coast version of the Dead Poets Society, with ivy and chapel and heavy books and girls who roll the waistbands on their plaid skirts until they look like very intelligent cheerleaders. On Thursdays, my husband Fred leaves with Martha at 6:30 when the sky is still pink. There are very strict rules for the driver. You drive. You may come at once about personal appearance or schoolwork as the kid gets into the car. They answer, you lapse into silence. Under no circumstances may you ask a follow-up question. All this is communicated through hisses and winces delivered by your child, who sits shotgun next to you up front. On Thursdays, Fred and Martha stop and pick up Nick Martin, blonde with spiky gelled hair. Nick sits behind Fred as Martha stares out her window and pretends she's riding the bus. Sarah Brown's dad walks her to the van. She likes to sit in the very back. Christina LaCroix's last, the only eighth grader, tall and glossy-haired. I really honestly don't know what Fred was thinking. Maybe he just wanted to fling it out there, live dangerously, break the rules. What can I tell you? It's the millennium. Fred asked Nick about baseball. Martha shot her father a look of disbelief. Fred had already used up his comment when Nick got into the car, asking Nick to make sure the van door was completely closed, and here he was talking about line drives and Tony Gwynn. They talked like that for a while, Martha slumping farther down into her seat up front, just two guys shooting the breeze. The girls in the car were quiet. Fred had almost reached Bishop's, half an hour in the car, 10 minutes from the start of school, when Nick leaned toward the driver's seat and said, "So, where is Christina today, anyway?" Christina. Fred had forgotten to pick up Christina. Which only goes to show, believe what your children tell you. You might think their rules are stringent and nonsensical, but they're only meant to save lives. Yours.
Susan Arnaud-Smith watches the carpool pull away from her house every morning in Southern California.